We turn to God in prayer, not just out of something we do out of routine, but because we know that God hears us, that God cares for us, and God wants to guide our steps. Today in Sunday school, they're learning the second beatitude, that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And they are learning today that God surrounds us when we are feeling many things, even worry or overwhelm. And God cares for us even in those moments. So let's pray together. God, we give you thanks for this day that you have made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. We rejoice because you have chosen us to be your people, to be your children, and to learn from you, Jesus. We love you. We love you so much. And we thank you for your word that speaks to us even now. So when Pastor Dave comes today, may you bless his words so that we can hear your word speak through him, and may it touch our hearts, not just our minds and our ears, so that we can go out and bring this good news to the whole world. And Lord, we pray for this world that you have made, because many parts of it are suffering, from violence, suffering from war, and suffering from injustice. We pray for the many parts of the world that are still suffering from the earthquakes and many other natural disasters. And we pray for the helpers who are bringing your mercy and your compassion to those places. And we pray for those who aid the helpers to do that good work. And we pray for your comfort in those places. We pray for this community. We pray for our many friends and family who are in this community. And we especially lift up those who are feeling ill. For those who need the touch of doctors and nurses, may the medicines that you have helped them receive help their bodies so that they can live abundantly and fully. We pray for the many who are sitting beside those who are ill, that you also bring comfort to them. And we pray for our friends here who are grieving loss, those who have lost mothers, sisters, brothers, friends. We lift up the families of the Boozers and Kathleen. We pray for their hearts. We pray for their families as they are grieving. And Lord, you are never too far, that you weep alongside them and also lead them during this time. We lift up the many silent prayers that we have today, the ones of concern, the ones of worry, and the ones of maybe even doubt. And we can trust that you even see those, that you are never too far, and you are not totally removed from those kinds of thoughts, that you still love us and still call us to be your sons and daughters. Lead us, Lord, in the ways of everlasting, as Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.